This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. It's going to be one of the new members of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Ron Higgins. Ron's been a longtime writer from back in the 70s covering LSU, the SEC, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He's done unbelievable work. He was must-read every time he put out a column. And, Ron, congratulations, and it's great to have you on WWL.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Ron, you are unique in the fact that you were able to cover Pistol Pete Maravich. There ain't a lot of people that's still doing this that covered Pete. But kind of tell us a few memories of Pete. For me, as a teenager, I went to two Pete Maravich camps, basketball camps. It's the only camps I ever went to. There were no football camps back then, but I did go to two Pete Maravich basketball camps. So the crazy thing about it is I saw Pete coming in and I saw Pete leaving. Nothing in between. Press ran everything. So it was coming and going with Pete. He laughed about it later about, man, I wish I'd have spent a little bit more time with the kids because they really wanted me to be the guy there, but, you know, I wasn't in the right frame of mind. But it was to watch him. I mean, for people, you know, my age, your age, that got to see him, he put on an absolute show, and he was Picasso with a basketball. He kind of did his own thing, and he painted the basketball.
Absolutely. I mean, I know people, the average person doesn't know Pete Maravich, just looks at the scoring average and says, you know, 44.2 points a game, my God. And I like to tell people, you know, all this stuff, I mean, God bless her, Caitlin Clark, I mean, credit to her for scoring all the points in college. But I said, I wonder if Caitlin Clark, every night she took the court, got the hell beat out of her physically. I wonder if Caitlin Clark ever scored 30 in a game and walked off the court and heard, man, Like Pete would score 35 in the game. Man, Pete just, I mean, he just puts it on tonight. He only had 35.
That's true.
I mean, it was never easy being Pete Maravich because he had pressure every game. Pressure to perform, pressure to entertain, pressure to win. People always said, well, he averaged like 40 shots a game. Do you know how hard it is to get up 40 shots a game? I mean, it's hard. People think it's easy. And most of them have to be quality shots. And But the thing about Pete was every fast break was an adventure. You never knew what he was going to do with the ball. I mean, the guys running the lanes, they learned early in their careers, have your hands up at all time when Pete has the ball. Well, he hits you in the head with it. If you're not, I mean, if he's not looking at you, he still hits you in the head with it. Remember one fast break at LSU, he came down, he threw a behind-the-back pass with his right hand, he was throwing a behind-back bounce pass, and he was trying to throw it to a guy in the left lane running. The ball hit his heel and bounced back to the right guy on the right side, and the guy laid it in. Everybody thought, you know, Pete acted like, yeah, that was the way it's supposed to go that way. Yeah. God, it was just, I consider myself lucky. I got to see every home game he played at LSU ever. And because my dad was sports information director, and I got to see every home game, a few away games. For a lot of us in Baton Rouge, but a lot of Louisiana, you want to beat Pete Maravich. I mean, you learned all of his drills. You took all the elastic out of your socks so you could have floppy socks. It was something else. Just being around them then and eventually covering him was just great.
Ron, for a lot of people, they don't like anybody to say this, but I think it's true. Nick Saban changed the football world for LSU. When Nick took over LSU's team, leaving Michigan State to come to LSU, LSU was a middle-of-the-road team in the SEC. And it didn't take Nick long. He changed the culture. He changed how to recruit the state of Louisiana. Remember, at that time, losing so many of the top athletes, they were going to Florida State, right, or Miami of Florida, or Michigan, or Texas A&M, Texas. And Nick was, no more of that. I'm building that levee, and they're not getting out. The impact you see with Nick, I think about it in my time, alive, that I don't think anybody had a bigger impact on LSU football outside of a player. It's Nick Saban, of what he did for LSU football to bring it to levels they had not seen since Paul Dietzel.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, and he knew what it took as far as facilities and the kind of support you had to have and what he wanted to build. And he was a guy, he was experienced coming in. I mean, having learned, you know, under Belichick, he did things, you know, eventually someone else, when he got to Alabama, he did things that the rest of coaches are trying to copy, like basically having layers to his staff, like each of his assistant coaches basically has an assistant to the assistants to you know, scout, look at game film, look at recruits, and kind of takes from the pressure off assistants, like this layer of people. He set up his team like he set up his college teams like a pro franchise. You know, I mean, he organized it that way, he scouted that way. And LSU, he came in. It was funny. I mean, Jimmy Sexton, I worked in Memphis for a long time. Jimmy Sexton's the agent out of Memphis, and he was Nick's agent. But Jimmy said, look, Nick wanted to come to LSU because he looked at the stat of the capital rate of how many athletes in the NFL come from Louisiana. He looked at that, and he said, that's where I need to go. And he came here and changed the culture. He won within two or three. He won the first year. I mean, he won every year. But he just changed the type of athletes you recruit. He changed the type of defensive backs you got. He got bigger, more physical defensive backs. And, in fact, he forced, you know, it's funny, he kind of forced Steve Spurrier to change the way the way his offense was. I mean, Steve Spurrier's offense just ran over everybody for a long time. But Saban came in and put physical defensive backs on people who could play in space, and Spurrier had to adjust to that too. You know, we elected Nick to the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. He still hasn't been inducted because he always said he was too busy. We're going to try to get him next year. But when we inducted, some people, they weren't happy with it. And like you said, I tell people, I said, do you realize that there was about 10 years the LSU's football program was in the dumps? It was horrible. Horrible. I mean, horrible with a capital H. A few good years here and there, but horrible with a capital H. Not even close to a contender. And what Nick did was he raised them to a level of a national contender and to expect to compete nationally every year, not just in SEC, but nationally. And since he came, that's what it's been. They expect to compete nationally every year because he raised the level. He got people to donate money to get the facilities built, and he knew what it took to win. I think he's obviously, I think he's one of the greatest sports figures in Louisiana. I think he's the best. He's the best head football, college football coach I've ever seen, and that includes Bear Bryant. There's two different eras. And I'm so happy for Nick watching him. You know, he's retired. He smiles now. It's great to see him smile. He always had a pretty good sense of humor, but you would never know it. I'm just happy for him. I'm happy he's retired. He's going to be doing TV, and every time I see him in a photo, he's at a Rolling Stones concert smiling. He's at a charity golf tournament smiling. It's good. I'm glad for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron, the one guy that did it and we saw in 2019, maybe the greatest season ever in LSU football history and maybe the greatest college football team, Joe Burrow and his impact at LSU. And, you know, and Joe always had a side to him where, yeah, it was almost with a wink and a nod, yeah, I know I'm good, and I'm going to show you just how good I am. Just give me that opportunity. And in year one, we saw some of it. But that second year, Joe took over, and we were talking about this yesterday at Manning Camp. Jeff Duncan and I were standing next to one another. He didn't know where he had to go sit at, so I saw he was looking around, so I brought him to the seat, and he starts up about, we're going to average 40 points or more this season at LSU in football. I was like, what, are you talking about the football team or the basketball team? And he just kind of gave me a wink, and he was like, come on, you know I'm talking about the football team. Man, and he was right. He was unbelievable as a player, and in 2019, he was absolutely special.
You realize that his worst game in 2019 was his first one?
Yeah.
That was his low game of the year. I think they came out the first four times and scored touchdowns, and everybody in the stadium's like, is this for real? Is this happening? They're throwing the ball? But look, the ball was in the air. Are you kidding me? It was like the football god said, you know what, all those years the LSU's offense was just hand the ball off and it was just archaic. I mean, like a caveman era. But the football god said, you know what, we're going to have this team and they're going to score about every time they touch the ball. And they're going to have a quarterback. He's going to throw 60 touchdowns in 1 year, average one per quarter. And you're going, no, that's not, the football gods. Yes, that's right. That's what's going to happen. And you're going to put 50 something on Oklahoma. Oklahoma, yeah. Oklahoma in a playoff game, really? Yeah. He was unreal. I remember LSU's punter. I forgot that the guy was the older guy, like 28, 29. He was talking to Burrow before the Oklahoma game. He says, man, you know, this is going to be a tough game, Joe. He goes, now we're going to put 50 something on him. He goes, Joe, it's Oklahoma. He goes, I know, we're going to put 50 something on him. It was so much fun to watch. It was like that. You thought they would score every time they got the ball. It was like watching Mavericks play basketball. Yeah. Every time he got the ball, he thought he was going to score. Every time Joe Burrow got the ball, you thought he was going to score. And if somebody scored on LSU, I did look up a stat on that. When somebody scored on LSU, it's like 77% of the time LSU scored on his next series, came right back and stuck it to him. I mean, think of how many points LSU gave up in the second half at Texas and at Alabama. And still won. It was they give up like 30 points plus, I think, in both halves. Yep. And still won because of him. We'll never see anything like that again. And then, look, last year on Jay Daniels was phenomenal. I mean, he did things that even Joe couldn't do with his feet. And I just remember I was sitting there in the press box watching just like run up and down through Florida. I turned to somebody. I said, this is the greatest performance I've ever seen by a football player in Tiger Stadium. I said, and by God, they just can't lose this game. They cannot lose this game. They can't let the performance go to waste. LSU all of a sudden has, you know, it's a destination for quarterbacks, which is crazy because years ago, nobody really wanted to come here for your quarterback. This is where you came to hand the ball off and die. Now they want to come here, and credit to, you know, LSU for turning that around.
And those receivers too that this state produces. Yeah. Oh my God, the list is unbelievable of the top receivers. If you look at Jefferson and Jamar, and then last year you had Brian Thomas and Malik, and you know this year with Kyron and the group of young receivers they have. Ron, I think that's the big jump we see in this state. We don't have as many cornerbacks as we used to because the DBU stuff is that's yesteryear. But it is wide receiver you now.
Yeah, you know, I was just amazed all those years they cranked out receivers, you know, Jarvis and Odell.
Yeah.
Even before that. And it's like, how these guys come to LSU and, like, get drafted high? This is LSU. They don't throw the damn ball. You know, it's like, why do you keep coming here? They don't throw the ball. But they made their way, and they became first round draft choices, and they attracted the Jefferson, you know, and that group. It's just like, and they layer people, and they get great people now, and it is wide receiver. I mean, you look at the amount of talent on Sunday that's playing in the league that's starting at wide receiver, or in a rotation. It's an unbelievably big amount. And again, that's due to the offense changing, the willingness to kind of come to the modern era of football and throw the ball downfield. And they're going to do the same this year. I mean, Nussmeier can wing it. I mean, he's got a gun for an arm. He can wing it. He's fearless, which might be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know yet. But you know, he deserves to start. He's put the time in. He's matured. It's always fun to me to watch a guy come as a freshman when you talk to him, and then you talk to him like 2 or 3 years later in interviews, and he just sounds older. He sounds, you know, he's not as reckless with his quotes, but the quotes he gives are good, and they give insight, and you can tell this is a guy who's been here a while. He's matured. It's fun to watch guys grow like that.
Ron, thanks so much for joining us. Great stories, and again, couldn't happen to a better guy. You did great work throughout the years, and so well deserving for you to go into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
Mike, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ron. Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame inductee, one of the great columnists in the state of Louisiana. He sort of bounced around a little bit. He was in Tennessee, he was in Memphis, and I think he was in Mobile for a little while too, but always covered SEC football and now back covering the LSU Tigers full-time, Ron Higgins. Going into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.